they gave me the dump. Do you think I'm gonna pay this back? I'm not. This is like when Capital One ups my credit limit right before Christmas. Okay.
Yeah, right.
Whatever.
I ain't gonna lie, I get pissed off every time I see my credit limit go up. Like, don't do this. Don't do this. I didn't ask for this temptation.
Welcome back to Charge It to the Game, a Game of Thrones rewatch podcast. I'm your host, Lauren Lovegood, Luna's favorite cousin. You can call me overdramatic, but that just means you want to keep arguing. And I'm joined by my co-host, Gingy, my love, and TJ. Tell me why you deserve the greatest of all time, motherfucker.
I deserve it all.
There it is. This week, we are discussing Game of Thrones, Season 4, Episode 6, The Laws of Gods and Men. An air date of May 11th, 2014, written by Brian Cogman, directed by Alex Sarkaroff, and had a rating of 6.4 million. So we're down. But
not surprised.
Your last 2 weeks were kind of slow, so.
They were.
And what was the air date again?
May 11th.
Okay. I don't know what kind of sports are going on in May. Like NBA playoffs.
No.
That's it. Because the finals are in June, so.
Yeah.
Okay. I was thinking it could be competing with the sport or something, but nah. Not in May. That's like lull.
They kept a pretty good bit of the audience. I think it's probably gonna amp up after here, because like who was expecting a humongous episode?
Great episode. It's one of my favorite episodes of the season.
Well, before we get into it, though.
You can put it on the board! Yes!
We do have our put it on the board segment. Because Bravos, did you watch, Gingy? You're nodding.
I actually watched at first the thing. Because I watched the episode twice. And the first time I watched the opening credits. And I was like, I'm pretty sure we haven't seen a giant statue like that before.
I love it. Yes, Bravos is on the board. Exciting.
Very exciting.
Because I knew we went to Bravos, but I didn't think we saw Bravos on the board until...
I didn't think it was until next season.
Mm-hmm. Same. Also, but it was nice to see the Titan of Bravos. And that's where we can get started.
So did all your questions get answered, James? In this first scene?
At the loan department.
Yeah. About the IRS. Uncle Sam.
And the leeches and collateral.
About the Illuminati.
Yeah.
I don't know if they got answered.
I think we get what their motive is, though.
Money?
Not... Money, yes, but numbers is more important than the money.
Numbers don't lie.
The money goes to where the numbers are.
Numbers don't lie.
So if you got the men, if you got the upper hand and power, you get the money.
And Stannis has none of that.
Yeah, none.
And yet, and still.
But he's honest, and
Bravos
he will.
Is a good convincer.
He is. He's honest, and he will turn a hand to nubs really quick.
But yes, we have Stannis begging for money because he's broke, which...
Well, Stannis really didn't say much. Really, really, Davos was doing the begging.
Yeah, and Stannis is like, why the fuck am I here?
Stannis literally looked over at Davos and was like, why did you sail me all the way out here?
Because they have... 4,000 men and 32 ships. Things are looking bleak. Those are not good numbers. The math does not math here.
It does not.
Not at all. Because the kid across the sea, she got more than that. The little boy on the throne got more than that.
Yeah, two kids. But we've got blood. Hey, and can I interest you in some leeches again?
What's a leech worth? Compare that to a shroot book. But
That
I mean,
that's who they should have brought there.
they really should have.
I don't know.
She
She
could have
doesn't
done some
seem like a numbered
voodoo.
person.
She could do some voodoo. Lord of Light said your numbers ain't shit.
Yeah, I think that they saw that there, but they're gonna say to themselves, you know what, we ain't never gonna get a payment from her. Like, we ain't get them no money. We can't loan them nothing. We ain't never gonna see a payment. It's like the people that house take a loan out and then be like, look, Jesus has me. Jesus will find a way. The Lord will find a way for me to pay this back. Like, I love the Lord too, but I don't think he's paying my bills.
Anyway, Davos rightly points out that Tywin is old and is close to death because of that. So then what? Kingslayer, woman, baby, who's in charge over there?
Davos makes a good point with that.
Like,
Yeah. Like,
I'm.
who's next up? You can be given all this money, but eventually, like, who's next?
Right, so what are we doing?
Because
Turns,
everybody knows Tywin runs the damn thing.
yeah, turns out it was enough to scare them. Well, that and the nubs were enough to scare them because they got their money with the numbers that couldn't
Don't
possibly
add up.
next time.
Well, Davos did say that they view time differently in the East. Maybe their numbers are different than in the West as well.
Maybe, maybe.
Yes, 4,000 men in the West is worth 30,000 in the East. Gotta be.
Dav
Surely.
and Davos is a salesman.
He is. And Salladhor Saan tells a good story, even though
Daddy,
we know the gag girl.
everybody's heard this. We don't even live in pirate times, and I've heard this story.
Well, also, what in this in the blaxploitation film is this?
Yeah, that's what it kind of reminds you of. Is he Shaft?
Right?
Y'all love Shaft.
Where's Foxy Brown?
I mean, there was one black woman in this scene. So I'll give them that.
You know what I've noticed though? Y'all talking about them discriminating against black people. They discriminate against redheads too, because there's a sure lot of redheaded whores in this show.
Okay, but like, y'all are a bunch of highborns too. Like, calm down. They're y'all are everywhere.
I guess.
Yeah,
All
the
the
Starks.
Sansa's the only one that got red hair.
Ned's
And
wig
Catelyn.
was Ned's wig was kind of red.
That was like brown, dirty brown.
His hair looked like what happens to redheads' hair as they get older.
I take offense to
I mean, you
that.
lose the red, man. Like, you're kind of brown in the beard these days.
Whoa, don't talk about my
Look,
beard like that.
it's a good beard. Second best beard on the podcast, but second best beard on the podcast. But it's a little brown now. It ain't as red as it used to be when I first met you.
Nah, that's disrespect.
To be fair, like, well, no, my father-in-law used to be a ginger, but he went the way of Santa Claus.
But before Santa Claus, he was probably a little brown.
Santa Claus was a redhead. Santa Claus
Oh,
was
Santa Claus is black, so I
a
don't know what you're talking about.
redhead. And he goes straight to the ghetto. But Listen, Salador, we, friend, are sailing at sunrise. We, us, all of us together, because I got the money. They gave me the ducats. Do you think I'm going to pay this back? I'm not. This is like when Capital One ups my credit limit right before Christmas. Okay.
Yeah, right.
Whatever.
Ain't gonna lie, I get pissed off every time I see my credit limit go up. Like, don't do this. Don't do this. I didn't ask for this temptation.
Guys, strap God to the rescue. She made it.
Yeah, I'm telling you now, I would fight for her. Like, that's a leader.
Baby, first one over that wall. First one over that wall. Like,
The music when they were right at the wall went over it. Man, that was so good.
oh,
That was
it's
so
the
good
music
with
in this
it.
episode was pretty good too. Pretty good in
Yes.
general. Like even when we'll talk about it, with Theon, when he's getting bathed.
Yeah.
That was pretty suspenseful music. Like music's
Yeah, it
pretty
was
good.
really good. Really good job this year, episode.
I really like that they had her reread the letter. First of all, to remind us about the letter, just in case we forgot.
Since, it's been
Yeah.
forever ago.
But also to inspire these men to action. And then, like, the speech she gave them afterwards, the way that they, like, went in there and fought for her, because they don't give a fuck about Theon,
Not
honestly.
at all. You don't get two shits about him.
When she made it to Theon, first of all, Miranda, all that wasn't even fucking necessary. Ain't no fucking way. But when she makes it to Theon, what was your reaction to his beh like to what happened? Like, is that what you were expecting when she got there?
No, but when it happened, my mind went to it took her too long to get there. He's already been too far gone, brainwashed and stuff.
Yeah, like you really see like the mental
Like it,
number that Ramsay did to this dude
yeah.
in this scene.
And it took her like 10 years to get there, and then it took that little boy to run from that camp to the wall in like a minute.
Yeah, in
So
less time.
like, what y'all doing?
Well, she
Time, man. Game of Thrones time.
from the Iron Islands. But yeah, poor Theon. It is too late. He is loyal Reek now. Like you, I mean, you said he was gonna die. Season three, that's what you said. And I mean, Yar said her brother is dead.
Yep. So technically, I mean, technically, I'm a season late, but
I do got a question. We talk about time and how fast people get somewhere. How the fuck the dogs didn't catch her?
right? Because, like, wasn't he just about to open the cage?
That man had twisted
He'd
the
already had the
key,
lock,
unlocked
though.
the cage. Like, always, every time I watch it, I'm like, how the fuck she ain't get caught by them damn dogs?
Yeah. Well, maybe they fought off a couple of them.
Nah, I don't know. You ain't fighting off no dogs like that.
I don't think he actually let him out.
Like, I
I
think
think.
maybe his intention was to play with them.
Yes.
No, well, he likes to play, as you can see by his chest.
Yeah. When he was fighting all of them, he was having fun. He was stabbed a dude and like laughed and
He's a fucking psycho, man.
bro was
This is a
having
good
fun.
time.
Good old time.
Ramsay's psycho.
But just the fall of Theon Greyjoy between like season one, he's obnoxious. Season two, he's just like he's the villain. And then season three, we see him get tortured. But, like, yeah, he deserves this. At this point, how do we feel about him?
The same.
You don't feel no kind of like sympathy?
Right?
No.
None?
No.
I do, man. Like, that's. Does he deserve all
Yeah. Like, what? Yeah.
Well, at least he's rewarded with a hot bath, which I know he needed because he's been
Yo,
sleeping
he definitely
with
needed it.
dogs.
Yo, when you're about to play Theon, you need to be clean, right?
I guess that too.
Oh, when he's saying I need you to act to somebody, you've been
Yeah,
thinking, oh,
as
you're gonna
soon as
make
he
it.
said, "I need you to act like somebody," I was like, or as soon as they said that they were gonna storm a castle, I was like, "He gonna tell them play Theon, and they're gonna like try to sneak in that way."
So where are they
Use
going?
Theon. They're gonna take care of all the people at the Iron Islands.
Okay.
Especially after they just invaded my place. Nah, we don't do
See, here's my rebuttal to that. Here's
that.
my rebuttal to that. But how could they go back to the Iron Islands when Yara just tried to rescue this man and he wouldn't come, and then he walks back in and it's Theon. Hey, I'm Theon Greyjoy. I'm back. That's my rebuttal. When you just saw this man was broke, like this dude is broken.
Yeah, but maybe he could go in and be like,
Oh, that shit would throw a red flag for me.
well, it'd be like him going up and saying, like, seeing you again brought me back and I escaped and blah, 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 blah.
Okay.
Because, like, if you see somebody you kind of like, wait a minute, I know this person. Like when he was shaving in the one of the episodes where he was shaving Ramsay and Ramsay brought up that Rob was dead, he like stopped and was like, "Oh, Rob's dead."
Yeah.
And
But
then
then he
he still
remember who
kept,
he's loyal to.
then he, yeah. So that's why.
All right.
I'm gonna
Ramsey.
say that Alfie's acting in this episode is really good though. Like you can really feel it.
I think he's good throughout the series.
Man.
You just don't like the character, man. Like, don't
Right,
hold that against the actor.
because to be fair,
Although I do that with Chris Pratt because of, like, fuck you, Star Lord.
like,
Got Iron Man killed.
well, okay, I was gonna ask. I was gonna say Alfie really hit his stride in season three, but what's the beef with Chris Pratt? But I, oh, okay.
Yeah,
Is
you
it
got Iron Man killed.
okay?
I mean, not just Iron
Yeah, true.
Man.
A bunch of people. But it was mostly Iron Man I cared about.
Well, in Marine, I guess at least it was just a goat.
This is how I felt over the summertime or in the spring, Pat, this past year, when my neighbors were letting their dogs shit in my yard. This brought back memories. Had to go leave a note on the door and
You should have left a pile of shit on the door. This is your dog's.
Have they stopped it?
they moved out. But yes, right after I said that I was going to let there because there were kids that rent it. And after I said that I would find their landlord, I was like, I don't know who your landlord is, but I will find them and let them know that your dog is shit in my yard.
Oh, you pulled a Liam Neeson from
I sure
Taken.
did. I will find one. I think I read you that note.
Oh my God.
I don't
Because
know.
I was on the one time when they shit in the yard. Remember I told you to hang on because I was going to knock on their door?
Yeah.
So I went and knocked on the door. They didn't answer, so I had to leave a note.
I love that.
It happened more than once.
A
So
lot.
it was happening like daily.
Get your fucking dog.
But yeah, same thing.
Yeah.
Cause them dragons are causing a ruckus.
Yeah. Burning goats. But don't worry, we'll replace these goats three times over. You'll be fine.
And he got excited. And then my thing is, like, as this is going on, I was like, is she gonna give them three goats? Like, what are you giving?
Yeah,
Like,
three goats for
what's the value of a goat?
everything.
right, so one, this scene, well, this episode really, because it happens more than once, but I absolutely hate titles. Like, stop adding a new title every single episode.
Write down. I was just like, 212 people. Is she gonna have to do this every time?
Oh.
Yeah, it takes a while to get through who Danny is, but We do. And she holds counsel, and that's super easy. And I'm really proud of myself. I've done it. And then things get a little bit more complicated because, like you asked Ginge, like you asked him, TJ, like, is it justice to do this? To kill the masters like this?
I told you should have showed a little mercy. I agreed with Barristan on that.
Yeah. Is it going to come back to bite her in the ass? And in this case, it's more like, hey, let me pay my dad some respect. But like, you think about how he feels, how does everybody else feel?
Yep, exactly. And you do it one, you got to do it for it all. Or are they going
We'll
to
see
think
where
you're an
that
unfair,
goes.
unfair queen?
Baron?
And what's his name? I can never get his name. Like, that shit is too complicated for me.
Let me. Where did his Dar's the
Exactly. Yep. Him.
Lorax?
Yeah, she crucified his dad. Imagine that. Also, his dad had no problem owning people, so I'm finding it a little bit hard to go to find the sympathy in me. But I, it's cool. Welcome to the Dead Dad's Club.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't have told him to take him down.
You would have left him up there. You'd have been
If you
like,
make the
"That's
decision,
not."
you got to leave him up at that point.
Yeah,
I
like,
don't think she should have made that decision anyway, but at that point, you just say, yo,
right.
fuck your daddy. Like, he's a piece of
Yeah.
shit. He's staying up on that cross.
Like,
Sorry.
he might have been against crucifying them, but he still owned people, like you said. He still owned slaves.
Right. So I have to stand
Yeah.
on this. But she did. She looked a little emotional while he was telling his story.
And the dude that announced the guy is I mean, he was basically, that's what slaves do too. So he still owned him. That's why she was like, he can speak for himself.
She really was like very pissy.
Nah, that wasn't a slave though. That was a servant.
Servant.
Are they getting paid?
Miss Sandy's a servant. Miss Sandy's a servant.
Let me see them pay stubs.
She get a warm
Let
meal
me
and
get them
a roof over her
W-2s.
head. The fuck? That's why people don't say that their kids are slaves, because they get a warm meal and a roof over their head. Don't act like you ain't got your kids unloading a dishwasher right now or
Here,
washing some damn dishes.
teaching my children responsibility so that they don't become the kind of adult who won't unload a dishwasher is my job.
Yo, you is that a shot at me? I'm just joking.
It might be.
Can't remember last time I loaded dishwasher. I ain't gonna
Teaching like my.
lie.
My teenagers knowing how to wash their own clothes is my responsibility
Yeah,
as
basic
a
life skills that the
like
parents should teach.
I
I
didn't
agree. I just, I'm just
I don't want my boys
being me.
I don't want my boys I don't want my boys to be some woman's burden someday. Okay? You need to add something to this woman's life, be it
I agree.
a living room set, perhaps. Or you take the trash out and she doesn't have to, but you need to add to her life.
You cut the grass. You do things like that.
Exactly.
Then
Yeah, you
sometimes the
need.
woman might not even let you put away dishes or groceries because she doesn't like the way you do it. So I'm good with it. It's a
Yes.
good trade-off.
Yes.
I'm not allowed to do those things in my house.
Yes.
When your girl becomes, of age and she gets a boyfriend, we gotta look for these things.
We do. We do.
All right, is there anything else about this? Where's Danny going? She's got 212 people waiting to see her. What else?
Yo, imagine.
She
I'd be
gonna
like,
be there a
look,
while.
I'm be like, somebody needs to go out there, group together their problems. I need these people in like case study groups. Bring them in at once. Like, put them in groups of 10, something. Who has the same issues?
That's the
Bring them in
whole
that way.
reason why I couldn't rule. Couldn't do it.
Because you have to listen to other people's problems.
Yeah.
Remember being a manager and like having to give like evals and stuff
Yeah,
like that?
exactly.
Same thing. I hated that shit. I hated
Hey, you guys, let's go to King's Landing where it's time to railroad an innocent man. Here we are, girl.
Yeah, this is.
Let's kick things off with Oberyn's first small council meeting.
I love it. Love it. Keep your seat. Fuck standing up for that man.
Exactly. And also Mace being very immature with like, we've already discussed that I'm the master of
Yeah,
ships.
I'm the master of ships. Find a new job,
And
buddy.
then on top of that, when Tywin asked him to get the pen and paper, he's walking like, I'm the best in the room.
That's just how he walks. He's just fucking doof,
Cody.
Cornolina.
He told us, and he didn't ask him to do it. He told him to fetch it. He said to fetch it.
I'm telling you now, if somebody ever tells me to fetch something, like, you might as well call me boy at that point. Like, it ain't going well. Like, it's just one of them things.
Anyway, here's all the business we have to discuss. Number one, this trial starts today. This is definitely going to be completely on the fucking level, us here judges talking to each other about the trial beforehand.
Right.
That sounds, yeah, that's how that's supposed to go. Also, the Hound has been spotted. How much money do you think it would take the average idiot?
To try it. Just try. Not 10. We need to multiply that by 10. And then we'll get somebody.
Okay, so it's at 100 just for the Hound. How much do you think it would be at if he knew he also had Arya?
Oh, God.
Like
Quite a bit.
gold
Well,
dress.
here's the thing. If he knew he had Arya, he'd probably send the army. He wouldn't send,
Yeah, he probably would.
he wouldn't be having money on there. He'd send an army.
Or do you think he would send the Hound's brother?
Or probably that.
Interesting. Anyway,
That would be a fun watch.
all of these orders of business have been taken care of. Thank you very much, Assistant of Ships. Also, this little girl in the east, what's going on with that? Does anybody know?
Quite a bit.
8,000 Unsullied and the Second Sons and Jorah and Barristan. This is where Barristan went. And she's got three dragons. And three dragons.
What's the message, though? Because Tywin wants to get her a message. He's trying to get a letter over there. Writing something, somebody something.
What if he wants an audience and is going to try to work on a deal to team up?
With Danny?
Yep.
Against who?
No, I mean he just wants to keep the peace. So,
You know what?
just like he did with Oberyn, be like, hey, how about you come hang out with me?
We do have a king who is not married yet.
Yeah.
Yuck.
Tom is a good guy.
He
He's nice
is.
and level-headed.
But like he calls her a child halfway across the world. The child ruling here at home. Or does like she think he'd be easy to, because they, first of all, they brought up Mormont being a double agent.
No.
And they're like, unfortunately, we've lost him. So.
He could also
And
send a note to try to get Mormont back by offering him more stuff. I don't know what the deal was the first time around.
friendly pardon.
So maybe he
So he's about
will.
to get his freedom back. And he chose her for against freedom. So I don't know what else you could offer that man.
Well, he did get his pardon.
Yeah, he did. He was in long enough, I guess. But I think the main thing is Oberyn seemed unsullied. Like, they need to be fucked with.
He's seen every bit of the Unsullied too.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're not to be fucked with. You're correct. They aren't to
But, and they're not to be fucked, I guess, as well,
be.
he says.
Then we get a lovely scene with Varys and Oberyn.
Here's a question. Is it plausible that Varys was once an Unsullied and just got away?
No.
No,
Why?
I think the story that he told Tyrion was true.
I do too, but is it? I said, that's why I said plausible.
Oh.
No.
I mean, maybe.
No.
Why not?
Does he look
Plausible?
Unsullied?
I mean,
Look at
30 years ago, he might have.
the Unsullied. Take a gander.
They're bald and they ain't got no dick.
And
He
most
fits the bill.
have you seen a Caucasian Unsullied?
That's just bad
That's
choice in picking an actor.
true.
Robert Downey Jr. played a black man. Like,
Robert Downey Jr. went under what they call it. He did surgery to get that. He ain't
correct.
played a black man. Controversial surgery. That's what they
Yes.
called it.
That movie is kind of genius if you think about it.
I'm the dude playing the dude disguised as another dude.
That movie is kind of genius.
Great movie. Great movie.
I was so confused. This is off topic, but I was so confused at the beginning of the movie with
With the ads.
the ads. I was like, what the fuck am I watching? Movie. Anyway. But Varys, I like this scene. I do like the scene a lot. Because Varys like really just explains to Oberyn what he's there for. He doesn't
Yeah.
have desires.
Asexual icon.
He hit us with the Kendrick Lamar. Like Kendrick didn't whacked out murals. He like let that blank in there in the lyric for us to fill it in.
do you really think that Varys desires nothing?
He said what he desired.
Well, he looked at it.
But like, do you
Well,
think?
the desire is leading him to pursue.
But do you think it's for him? Like,
Could be. Why not? There was somebody else that's very, very similar to him that wants it as well.
he also told that person that he doesn't want it.
Well, I mean, you can't play your hand.
Genji, do you think Ferris wants it?
I mean, him looking up at it makes me think he does.
I'm sure some point in time in your life, Lauren, you had a friend and you told her that you ain't want that man and you still went and took that man. So.
Anyway, Jamie's coming. A little bit of remorse in his face there. A little bit of.
Yours or his?
And then they shackle Tyrion.
Like, what? Didn't just shackle him, they also tethered him.
Like, where the fuck's he going? That's what I asked. Like, what are
Exactly.
you doing, bro?
Exactly.
Like, y'all could literally just put him on your hip and carry him into the throne
Yeah,
room.
just throw him over your shoulder. Just say, fuck it.
We need to do all this.
I
But
think they were just doing it to make him, to paint him as the monster that he's supposed
Correct.
to be.
That's all that is. It's for show.
Spectacle.
Because
So.
you let him walk in with no shackles or anything, like, he looks like he's innocent.
Right, it doesn't look serious enough. The small folks' court.
Let's get the court.
Let's go because he gets paraded in. Tommen recuses himself.
Smart move. Smart move.
Is it?
Not for the big picture of the court, but it keeps him like being out of like the biasness of everything. It's what the same thing Tywin should have done. It's
Yes,
like,
correct.
I'm family with this man. Let me see my way out of this shit.
Correct. He should
Yes.
have, but he's also the hand, so.
Yeah, he should have recused himself, and still he did not.
He did not.
I have a wild theory, though, but we'll get to it when we get to that certain
Oh,
season.
will we get there?
Yo, what y'all think about this first witness, though?
Who was
Like,
first?
Meron Trant,
Oh, yeah.
the biggest tattletale of them all.
What a fucking loser.
Like, goddamn, man. And
Right.
then he came in and he slapped Joffrey.
Really? And then Tyrion delightfully points out, well, I mean, you were abusing a little girl. Like,
Yeah.
let's remember what was going on. Man's like, listen, I was doing my job, okay? I was doing what the king asked me to do.
I
That's
heard him. He called him stupid.
what.
He said he was dumb.
He called him an OV hoe.
Yeah. Sue this man for defamation. I told him to call me a pedophile, and then he called me a pedophile. Goddamn.
I'm sorry, Joffrey fan.
Yo, that is so wild. I just thought about that. He did say, I fed you the information.
He did.
Kendrick
And
turned
then.
around. Kendrick turned around and said, you're a pedophile. And then he's gonna say, I'm suing you for defamation.
Correct. And then in that Taylor May freestyle, he said, I know your angles. You're going to say I'm a pedophile. Just go ahead and say it. Tupac said that, but you know.
The issue is not that Kendrick said it. The issue is that Kendrick got all of us to say it. That's
Oh
the
my
problem.
God.
Yep, called out content creators, saying that they boosted the content creators for to them to monetize off of it.
Good song. Great song. Oh, well, you got what you asked for. Like your second witness, Grandmaster Pycelle.
I hate this man.
A lot of his poisons have gone missing, girl. A
I
lot.
wasn't there to see them go missing. I was in jail. But yeah, I know it was him. Had to have been him.
And interesting, first of all, Basilisk Venom also destroys Horcruxes. But interesting that they cut to Marge in this moment, since Marge knows that all of this is bullshit.
Very
Every
much so.
bit of this is garbage.
But she looks so upset. Like both of them, both the Tyrells look
Yeah.
like, why are they
Yeah.
doing this to him? They like when you see a courtroom and you see the person who did the murder's family behind them, like this is what they look like. It is like they look so like defeated, like damn, taking our man down.
All right, I do have a question about Pycelle, though.
Okay.
Because, he brings up the necklace.
The Strangler.
What a name for the fucking poison.
The necklace. Well, called the Strangler necklace. Anyways, Baelish was out to sea when he had that necklace and then smashed the rock and then threw it into the water.
No, he threw it onto Dantos in the.
Dantos.
Okay.
Dantos
All
in the
right, so
boat.
but they're out to sea, so like,
Well, they found his body because they said it was on his body.
yeah, that's what I'm saying. When, okay, that's what I was gonna say, because like I wrote that down in there when he crushed it to show her that it was a fake stone and then swiped it over. I was like, oh, he's planting the evidence. But he planted the evidence to be found. And I think we'll get into that later too.
Okay.
I will get into my theory on this later. Okay.
Later today or like later weeks from now
No,
when none of us are gonna remember this shit.
later in this episode.
Okay, good.
Okay,
Because I'm not gonna remember this shit after today, to be honest.
okay, okay.
20 minutes after this episode, I forgot what we talked about.
I don't know, 'cause this last 25 minutes is
It's very good. I love this.
pretty significant.
And I mean, they took out the most noble child the gods ever put on this earth. That's what's most important here. We lost a good one.
Yeah, I'm surprised everybody else in the crowd didn't just like burst
Yeah,
out laughing.
laugh.
Right,
Yeah.
now on to our next witness, though. Here's my question. Shouldn't witness, I've had jury duty before.
Okay.
Aren't witnesses supposed to be sequestered? I'm 100% sure not a single one of the witnesses in my trial came out of the audience. Having watched witnesses prior to them, this is illegal. This
It's about like you just get enough people to say bad things about them. That's all this is.
That's all it is.
But like, this is some Jim Crow right here. Like, this is this what is this rule of law? Like, he's not getting to cross examine any of these witnesses.
No, to be fair, he does cross examine this one.
Not this one.
No, this
Varys?
This is Cersei.
Oh, Cersei.
Oh, Cersei. Cersei, never mind. I ain't even writing
that's what I'm
word.
Saying. Like, Cersei's been sitting here watching this whole thing, and then she gets to be a witness. That's not how law works.
Yeah, because she could literally change what she's going to say. Yeah. Based
the amount
on
of lies coming out of these people's mouths.
No, wait. All right, so other than, like, Pycelle, everybody else basically told the truth.
Not Cersei. She's talking about how Joffrey, he tried to send Joffrey back in, and he stayed on the front lines to defend his men and all that bullshit.
Everything about that was true, except for her saying that Joffrey decided himself to stay on those lines.
Yes and no. Because she said a bunch of shit about Tyrion having whores in his chambers. She
Which
told him to go to the whorehouse.
He did.
He had a whore. Yes. One, single. That she had wrong.
And she beat that girl.
Yeah.
But I get right. What you're saying, because, like, technically, she talked to him about it, but, like, she's cleaning up her act here.
Yeah.
Right.
I told him he couldn't have men there.
The
I told
truth.
Him he needed to go to the brothel.
She is bending the truth to
nah,
make
she
it
ain't,
fit
she
her
ain't
story.
Bending it. She's adding to the truth. That's the difference. She's stacking on top of that shit. She ain't bending it.
So.
And again, like, leave the family out of it. Like,
but yeah, like, that's conflict of interest.
Well, turns out, like, Tyrion's words just keep coming back to bite him in the ass, don't they?
They really do.
Indeed.
See what happens? See what happens when you don't have a filter between your brain and your mouth? Now you're on trial for murder. And witness number four. That's pretty rough.
Honestly, it pissed me off.
Varys?
Just when you think you got good
got
friends.
So mad.
But Varys did tell him, like,
I know
I'll do what's best for the realm.
Right. And I, but also, like, is putting Tyrion to death the best, what's best for the realm?
It's what's best in this situation right now. It's Varys wants to win. So, like, he's going to do what's best for the realm in that moment. So. I mean, Varys got to save himself too. Like, Varys can't go to bat for this guy because then they're going to kill Varys.
I mean, true.
Right. I'm just.
But it does suck. It does suck. Yeah. If I were Varys, I'd be like, look, man, I don't really know shit.
Well, I mean, he did say, sadly, I don't forget anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's, there's my question, right? So in the scene with Oberyn, Oberyn asks him how he came to Westeros, and he was just like, it's, you know, like, basically, like, it's not a story I tell, only to people I trust. We know he's told Tyrion this story.
Right.
So when Tyrion asks him, how have you forgotten? And Varys says, I don't forget anything. Like, do you think he's forgotten his friend Tyrion? Do you think he's forgotten that amount of trust he had in Tyrion to tell him that story?
Nah. Mm-mm.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
Mm-mm. I don't think the story really matters that much to Varys as he makes it seem to make it matter to him. And then again, like, Varys is out for himself in the realm, pretty much.
Wait a minute. We know that story matters to Varys because Varys waited years and years and years to take his revenge for.
I know, to get the man in the box, you know. Right? But I think.
To take his revenge, like, that story is a big deal for him, and there was a point where he was gonna tell Tyrion and he was like, I'll tell you another time. So they built that trust up for him to tell him, like,
right, but what if, since he got his revenge on that dude, it doesn't matter anymore?
That might be it. Maybe he's out the window.
So you think also the conversation that he had with Tyrion in that moment about Tyrion getting his own revenge?
I think that Varys, you know, at this point, Varys has only done his entire life what he needs to do to survive and climb the ladder, so to speak. And he's still doing that. Like, he's doing what he's always done. Like, Varys should not be where he's at. Same thing with Littlefinger. Like, those are two people that should not have made it to where they are in life. So they do what they have to do to survive. And this is one of those things. Like, if you got to turn your back on a guy you said it was your friend, then fuck it. Sorry,
Okay.
buddy.
Not
So
my friend.
you think he's fully turned his back on Tyrion?
Yes, in this moment, yeah. At this point in time, yeah, he's turned his back.
All right. Maybe not. But I'll explain why when we get to the recess in court.
Okay, good, because it's time for recess.
Perfect. Go ahead. Explain.
Hey, Dad, guess what? I know you want me to go back to Casterly Rock, and we both know that this is a fucking farce. Okay? We know Cersei made all this shit up. You're just going along with it. So, what if I give you what you want?
This is the only person who has Tyrion's back.
This is my wild idea. Because Tywin responded to Jaime instantly on that, didn't even think about it. I think he was planning that this trial would do that from the start.
Possibly.
He knew that Jaime was going to have Tyrion's back, and if he did all of this trial to make Tyrion die, then it would make Jaime try to do this negotiation. And
Okay.
which is also why Varys could be said what he said, because he was in and knows the outcome that he was going to go get sent to the Night's Watch.
Okay. I'll add to this when we get to the next scene. But I think for you said what?
I was going to say, here's my question to you. I asked you last week when we found out who done it, right? I was like, do you think they're the only conspirators? Because a lot of shit's working out for Tywin here. Jaime's going back to Casterly Rock. Cersei's going to marry Loras and go to Highgarden. He's going to get rid of this fucking monster. And he has his most pliable grandchild on the throne. A lot of shit has worked out for Tywin since Joffrey died. So I'm gonna ask you again. Do you think Olenna and Littlefinger were the only conspirators here?
No, because this part of it, because Olenna and Tywin
Arm in
talked an
arm.
awfully lot.
Arm in arm. Walking through that shit.
They talked an awfully lot, so I think it was all planned
I
to go
also
this
think
way.
that no matter what the background story is, the moment that Jaime says that he'll drop the King's Guard to keep the family name going, Tywin's gonna jump at that. It doesn't matter what's going on. There's no way Tywin. Knowing the way Tywin is, and he's all about legacy and his family's name, he's not going to let his name die off. And he's definitely not going to let Lancel be the one to carry the name on. Like, let's be real here.
I think that plays into it, is just like, how well does Tywin know his children? He spent hours every day teaching Jamie how to read. Like, he knows how his kids are going to react to each other. He knows that Jamie's going to do what he can to save Tyrion, because that's what Jamie's always done. So I'm just saying, this little poisoning put Tywin in a real dream spot.
Did whether he's in it or not, man. This shit,
Really working out
he
for
is, yeah, he's working out. One
him.
man dies and everything just goes right for him.
Everything's coming up, Tywin. Anyway, Tyrion can go to the Night's Watch, so just plead guilty. We're good. They're gonna send you to the wall, right? They're gonna send you, and you can trust it. It's Dad. You can trust him, right? You've been able to trust him your whole life, correct? But guess
Yeah.
what?
And here is my question. If this is what you agree upon with Jamie, why do you let another witness come in? Just
Exactly.
end the entire thing here. Let Tyrion say, I'm guilty. I want some mercy here. And then send his ass on. Why do you let somebody else come in?
No, we have one more surprise Witness. Gingy, walk us through your feelings.
Well, before you tell us how you feel, let me re-ask my question that I asked. Did she make it to Tywin's room before the wedding?
Well, I mean,
Nope.
okay, but Bronn said he left her on the boat. Like, Bronn said he saw her get on the boat.
He
So what
did.
happened? What, like, was like, who was somebody following Bronn? Did Bronn not take her to the boat and just lie to Tyrion? Because remember, the like, Bronn is Tyrion's friend, but Bronn also said, you got to be able to top the person who would pay me to kill you. Go again, like, and Tywin holds the purse strings.
I mean, Tyrion gets the money from his daddy. So,
So,
did she
like,
make it to the room?
did he even really take her to the boat?
Yeah, I don't want to see Bronn as a Varys, so.
Well, here's the thing too, like it in this moment here, like it makes it seem like she made it to that room because it seems like she's been coached up a little bit.
Script. She's reading a script.
Yeah, it seems like she's been coached up by
Like
somebody.
literally word for word what everybody else said.
So, how did you feel seeing her walk in?
I yelled.
Like
Was like, no.
This might be like one of the biggest betrayals in TV.
This is rough. Like every time this hurts my heart.
This is why though he shouldn't have said all those mean things to her, and he should have just drugged her and kidnapped her and put her on
Here comes the justification. It's now
the
justified. You know what? I'm with it. Fuck it. Drug her ass. Put on a boat.
She
Ray
be
rice her in the dam. Like drag her out by the damn leg and shit. Like fuck it.
She be living in a nice house with servants. Oh, unfortunately, she's here to implicate him in regicide. So here we go. She also implicates Sansa, but I
Who
said she.
cares? She ain't there.
Exactly. That's why I said. That's why I was like, I thought you were going to call me out on my she's a girl's girl thing. But like, she's still a girl's girl. Sansa Stark is very safe right now. Well, as far as she knows.
Of course she
Kind
knows.
of.
She's not here on trial. That's for damn sure.
But
Peter.
if she, but look, listen, if she was a girl's girl, she wouldn't have told her, she wouldn't have let her go with the person she told her never to be around.
I mean, the other option was being here for a trial for regicide. I don't know. But Peter Dinklage plays this so well. Like, it's just so subtle and like.
He hurt.
Oh, fuck. She's a whore, though, remember?
And I want to point out Oberyn at wanting to know if she actually fucked him like it was his last.
I put that down.
Like,
Oberyn's a freak.
that man horny.
That man a freak.
That
That's a freaky boy. He is a freaky boy. Pedro is a freaky man.
to chill.
Do I trust Pedro now to be walking around the wasteland with that little girl?
But
Oh my God. Yeah.
this is the point, by the way, when you're in a dangerous liaison. This is why you need mutually assured destruction. We gotta have the same stakes in this because if I stand to lose something, you should too. The only thing somebody's losing here is his freedom or his head. Shay got a new dress though. Shay's got a
Yeah, she
brand
did.
dress.
Yeah, nice
Aerie
dress.
dress. She looks good.
Yeah,
She
she
looks
looks clean.
I wonder if that came out of Cersei's closet.
I suppose we'll find out. Anyway, he asks her, please don't do this.
Well, here's a question for y'all. Does he keep quiet if she doesn't get on the stand? Like,
I think so.
does he take the deal?
I think that was the last straw. Like, he just couldn't do it anymore.
Yeah. Like, it's just, and it's like the way he looks at Tywin in this moment. Like, he kind of like you're getting exactly what you wanted. Like, you win. So let's really fucking do this. Like, I should have let all you fuckers die. And
Yeah,
yes,
that was great.
even though like he gets interrupted a lot, this is the best monologue in TV.
Yeah. And then the heavy strings in the back.
Yes.
Oh.
So, and you know what it reminds me of? Y'all seen Training Day, right?
Yeah.
Remember the end of Training Day when Denzel's
Yeah,
talking to
he's talking to
everybody?
everybody
Yep.
in the neighborhood. Yeah.
Yep. This reminds me of that a lot.
I have not seen Training Day, but
What?
I know what you're talking about.
Yes.
The like King Kong ain't got.
Yes, King Kong ain't got shit on me.
And I mean, he's right.
You'll be playing basketball in Pelican Bay.
I saved you, motherfuckers. I saved each and every single one of you. But if this how y'all want to do me, fine.
Yeah, fuck
Let's
you. I should have let you all die.
trial by combat. Boom, Ginge.
Little upset about it.
Really?
Yeah. But I have another wild idea about the trial by combat.
All right, because I was going to ask you. Well, we'll start here. So, trial by combat. Who is the champion for Cersei? Essentially. Because, like, she's the one bringing these charges up.
I didn't think about that part. I thought about
Tyrion's
Tyrion's.
champion? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we know it's not Jaime. So, who is
Will he
it?
have a repeat champion? Does this person put his head on the line twice?
I don't think so.
Okay.
But let me think about Cersei though.
I kind of want to like hint something to you, but I'm not going to.
I feel like she would pick like I don't know, man. Maybe the mountain or something.
Okay.
All right, so who is Tyrion?
Or, all right, so here's my idea. All right, because I don't know the rules. Like, who is allowed to be a champion, who is not?
Anybody who wants to volunteer, I guess.
All right, so listen. What if, oh, they have to volunteer?
Yeah, the champion has to volunteer.
Yeah. Or you
That's
gotta
why
like at least like agree to it. Like you gotta wanna put your life on the line.
that's
You
why
know?
my
that's why
idea.
Tyrion ended up with Bronn, because like nobody else was gonna volunteer, and like even
Rom's like, fuck it.
that's right, they do gotta volunteer. That takes away my idea. I was gonna say he was gonna choose Tywin to be his champion.
Oh, no.
Because if he had chose Tywin to be his champion, if he wins, then Tywin doesn't get what he
Yeah,
wants.
they gotta
And
agree
if
to
he
it.
loses, he's dead.
See, I like the way you were going the first time. I like the way you I like where you were at the first time. I like where your head was at. I need you to keep in that thought, keeping that thought process. I
But
do like where your head was at.
yeah, there's some really good reactions to this. Like, first of all, there's like Tyrion's trial by combat. There's Tywin's reaction. Cersei, you can see the gear spinning in her head. And then like even Oberyn's like super intrigued at this point.
But here's what I hate though, and I brought this up the first time. Why do we let the person on trial dictate what happens?
He's allowed to say, listen, what do you mean? He hasn't dictated any. He had to ask to cross-examine a witness.
No. Well, then why are we letting him say trial by combat and gonna say, okay, cool, we're just gonna stop everything here, trial by combat? Then
Because
what's
that's
the
their
point of having
right.
a fucking trial? Do that shit before we bring all these people in. Just say, hey, do you want to go through this whole process of hearing all these motherfuckers? Or do we just
But
cut
then
the
we
cop
wouldn't
trial by
have had
combat
like
now?
one of the best scenes in the
I
entire
agree.
series.
I'm just saying, like,
But yes,
logically, like, why
yes.
do we do this
You
every
would have come
time? We
up,
go
you
through all
I
this
would literally
bullshit.
you would literally go to the person who is and be like, do you want to do trial by court or do you want
Judge
to do
and yeah,
trial
trial by
by
combat.
combat?
And we got some good stories. We got to learn that Tyrion winked his one-eyed eel or snake or whatever the fuck he called it in his Cersei soup in the first one. We get the scene. Like, we got some good shit out of the trials, but damn, like, then we just let this man say trial by combat. And it's like, damn, we just wasted, 4 hours.
Well, we're gonna get a trial by combat. Very exciting stuff. Can't wait to see how Jinji's predictions turn out on that
Okay,
one.
but before we, I need a second prediction that's not tied with. Like, so we got the
Yeah.
mountain, and then who's your second one?
Trying to think of all like the fighters.
Loras, Lor, you said Loras looked offended.
I
They were
well,
trying to railroad him. That and I
And
said
Lors has beat the mountain before.
his horse was in heat, but yeah.
True. True.
Do we get a rematch?
Do we call
Who has the hound's number?
that?
Somebody get the hound on the line. And the way Tom works, he'll be there tomorrow.
Listen, they're looking for the hound as it is.
Yeah, and the way Tom works, he'll be there next episode. I like this exercise.
I don't know, because I feel like last time we asked before the trial, you said if there was combat and you couldn't choose Jamie. I'm pretty sure I said Loras
Yeah, you
last
did.
time.
You did.
So I'm gonna stick with it.
Okay.
But
And I like
I
that.
I like that too. And
Because
I think there's some obvious answers here when you think about, this fight. But
but we'll get to it
we'll get to it.
episode because that is going to do it.
Sleep on that
Game
shit.
of Thrones, season 4, episode 6, The Laws of Gods and Men. TJ, are we pouring out for anyone?
Of name, no. Don't think so. James, am I right? We didn't lose anybody, did we?
I mean,
Lost a couple of Ironborn, a
do you
couple of
wanna
Ramsay's
pour
men.
one out for Theon?
I mean, Theon is dead. I mean, we could pour one out for him.
Do
Let's wait a
you?
couple episodes, though, because he's coming back as Theon, maybe.
True, he is playing a role here.
Do you wanna pour one out for Theon? Would you?
If nobody in the show calls him Theon again.
No, man, he's about to be playing the dude disguised by another dude.
I'm the dude playing the dude disguised as another dude.
I just want to remind you, he's Drew Brees. And now for our quote segment, stick it with the pointy end. Who's going? What you got? TJ, you look like you're like, do I have anything?
I got a few.
Okay.
I can go first.
Honestly, let me say this first. Honestly, I feel like the entire speech of Tyrion could be just a quote section.
It could be. It very well could be.
But I did not quote any of it.
All right, I'll go first. Fuck it. So my first one comes from the Black Pirate. I can never think of his name.
Salador
Perfect, him.
Salvador.
When Davos is walking away, and he said something about like my friend, he was like, "You're not my friend, my friend." But that was pretty funny. Daria, my brother's dead, so we just killed that man off.
Oh, you stole mine.
Oh, did you choose that one?
Yeah, payback from last week, I guess.
From Varys, sadly, my lord, I never forget a thing. And then from Tyrion. I wish I was the monster you think I am.
I like it. Jinji, you can go.
All right. Well, since he stole my one, I only have two. And the first one is from Tywin at the small council meeting where he said dismissing him was an insult. Dismissing him was as insulting as it was stupid, talking about Ser Barristan.
Almost put that one down.
And then the next one is Oberyn to Varys. Most of us live and dies in the same corner where we were born and never get to see any of it. Talking about getting to see the rest of the world. And I put that down because that's true for real life.
That is
Like,
indeed true for real life.
there
Think
were a
how many people
lot
you
of
meet that
people.
just don't leave.
I know a lot of people that I went to high school with that are still in the same city that ain't going nowhere.
I mean, I live in the same city, but I at least seen some shit.
Well, no, you moved from the county to the city. So good for you.
Yeah. You're right. You're right.
Me, I live literally in the same neighborhood I grew up in.
Yeah, see, like I lived in Virginia, I've lived in North Carolina, I've lived in West Virginia, I lived in Maine. Like, I've been,
Maine is a wild one like that. Like,
right?
it was all like in there, and then you went like way left field.
What you think about how many people you meet that are like, "Oh, I've never been as far as North
Yeah.
Carolina,"
Yeah.
or
Yeah,
"I've never been out of Virginia." Like,
I know people
damn.
that say they've never been out of Virginia before.
Like, damn.
I know people that say they've never been out of North Carolina before. I knew people that said they've never been out of Maine. Like, everywhere I went, that I've never been anywhere. And I'm like, what do you mean?
That's why you got to get a job where your company pays for travel.
$950 for you to
Yeah.
travel to Atlanta.
Yeah.
I've been on to every state on the East Coast, plus Ohio and Kentucky and Tennessee. And I'm like, to me, that's not very far.
No, it's not.
So to have people say they ain't never left their home, their state, bruh.
Anyway, is it are you done, Ginge? Did
Yeah,
you
that was it.
finish?
Yeah,
Okay,
just them two.
my turn
Yeah.
then. All right. My first one is from The Iron Bank. Across the narrow sea, your books are filled with words like usurper and madman and blood right. Here, our books are filled with numbers. We prefer the stories they tell, more plain, less open to interpretation. That
Numbers
reminds
don't
me of
lie.
one of the best quotes from Mean Girls, which is when Katie said she likes math because it's the same in every country.
Yeah.
And then when Tyrion tells Jaime, we mustn't disappoint father. And then to go with yours, TJ, when Tyrion asked Varys, have you forgotten, Lord Varys? Like, have you forsaken me? Did you get your 30 pieces of silver, Varys? Well, trial by combat coming up. Pretty super exciting. It's pretty much like a, it picks up from the end of the next episode. Like a lot, like that. A lot of the next episode is like set up and wrap up a little bit, but like the end of next episode, that's where it picks up, and then it's go from there.
And you haven't looked at any HBO thumbnails for the rest of the season, have you, James?
No,
Do
I've
not.
not.
Don't
I
look at any
haven't
more
gotten as
thumbnails.
far
Don't do
as
it.
this episode.
Don't do it. Don't look at no
Don't
more
look at
thumbnails.
thumbnails. Don't look at synopses.
It's the thumbnails. Like, the thumbnails are gonna give it away.
What is the thumbnail? I'm gonna have
Well,
to.
I know
For
for a fact the thumbnail for next episode is just Baelish. Like
yes.
he's the only
Well,
one in it. But
I
other
mean,
than that,
it's called Mockingbird, so
yeah.
there we are. Bird
But
behaviors.
I haven't looked past that.
Yeah, don't look past it.
Oh my God.
Even when you decide to watch episode 9, just do it with your eyes closed. Don't look at the thumbnail. Like, try to maneuver with your eyes closed with the remote.
And I'll tell my roommates to come in and be like,
Yeah,
hey,
there
can
you
you
go.
select this episode for me?
Correct. Do that, please.
I was told I'm not allowed to look at the
When you finish the next couple episodes, just turn the fucking TV off. Don't even like exit out. Like, just turn the fucking TV off.
Well, blind rankings.
Right. So remember earlier I said that I had a gripe with the episode.
Yes.
All right. So that's why, remember last week I said I was hoping this episode was going to be my two. It's actually going to be my three.
Okay, that's still pretty high.
It is.
Because everything before the small council meeting felt rushed. And it didn't feel like that should not have been in the episode.
I agree. I don't know if felt rushed is the word. I felt like it just did wasn't really necessary. Like, nothing before that was really like did we need Stannis meeting the Iron Bank at that point? Not really.
No.
Did we need Daenerys' little fucking, I don't know what you even call that shit, solving people's problems episode deal? Not really.
Not yeah, I think this whole episode should have just been about the trial.
Yeah, we could have really started with the small council meeting and then
Yeah.
extended trial a little bit.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
But like, extend it for what? Like, what do you what else do you need in there?
Make Tyrion's speech longer. Let him go on for let him cook for another 15 minutes.
Wait,
No,
this I just feel like the anything before it was kind of just like a waste of my time.
Well, I mean, like, yeah, they kind of set it up. They're like, we have to get to the minute count on here. So like they set up what's coming after this. And then they really made you wait for it. So I get it, because like the whole first act is just like, who cares?
It was 30 minutes of time I will not get back in my life.
What's it at three?
I mean, we're at season 4, episode 6 of Time You Will Not Get Back in Your Life.
Yeah,
So
but what's
also true,
crazy
because
is,
half of these episodes been a waste of my time.
and what's crazy is we're at episode six, and he already has one and three taken.
Right? That's what I was saying. I was like, 3's pretty high. And I
I
told you.
think you're gonna be disappointed with your list at the end of the year, at the end of the season.
Maybe not.
I think you're gonna change, because like last season you only changed one. Like you moved one. I think it's gonna be more this season.
Yeah, I think it changed a lot.
So what you're saying is that from this season is there's been a shift. Whereas like the last 3 seasons, kind of like everything was meh except for like the last like 6 episodes or last 4 episodes.
Yeah, I think you're going to see this a lot in the next coming seasons too. Like some of these seasons start off with a bang, kind of mellow out, and then we get a
A rise again.
rise again and then the plateaus.
Which I mean, it makes sense because like what is coming is pretty huge. Like you still got Dany and then you got the White Walker stuff. So what is coming is pretty huge. So I get that.
Plus you've got the wildlings still marching on Castle
Oh
Black.
yeah, that too.
We got a lot of stuff
Yeah,
to
we got a
wrap.
lot of stuff to answer this season.
I don't know. I like it at 3.
Okay. All right. Well, that is going to do it for this episode of Charge It to the Game, a Game of Thrones rewatch podcast. Don't forget to rate and review us wherever you're listening. You can follow me at Lauren Lovegood, GOODE, everywhere. So, on behalf of my co-hosts, Daniel and TJ, I am Lauren Lovegood, and we will see you next time. And
How
now,
dare you? It's
it's only fair. I got my government one episode, so it's only fair.